Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The right fielder, Norm Miller. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Keith Lampard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bouton. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim Bouton. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke misplays the ball. That's an error on Menke. Williams moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Morgan moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Menke for the out. One out. Keith Lampard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lampard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hans takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Hans moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hans scores. Williams moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Astros, 1. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is hit by the pitch. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bouton moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bouton scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 2-1, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Miller tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Astros. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hance is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Keith Lampard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lampard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lampard strikes out. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bouton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Bill Hands. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Popovich moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Popovich moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Popovich scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Astros. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jesús Alou pinch hits for Keith Lampard. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesús Alou now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morgan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bouton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bouton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aguirre. Bouton moves to third. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Norm Miller. Phil Regan now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bouton scores. There goes Morgan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 4-2, Astros. Jim Beauchamp pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. Beauchamp moves to second. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-3 in the game. Pepitone is walked intentionally. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Menke is 0-3 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Menke reaches second base with a double. Beauchamp scores. Pepitone goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Astros. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alou is 0-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Alou trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Menke scores. It's 7-2, Astros. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesus Alou now playing right field. Jim Beauchamp now playing left field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morgan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Willie Smith pinch hits for Phil Regan. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.